After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
They were guests at Vicky's birthday, and other guests here at AfterBuzz TV. Slade, Smiley, and Gretchen Rossi join us live right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Hello, AfterBuzzers.
Look, it's like a club or something. Yeah. An AfterBuzz right
club vibe.
Club AfterBuzz.
We are talking about some different housewives' reputations tonight, alongside some special guests here in the studio. But first, let's introduce ourselves up here as we talk about tonight's episode of OC Housewives. You can find me on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants.
I am Blake V, and I've missed you guys the past couple weeks. I'm back, and I'm excited to be here with my peeps and my guests and everybody. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media.
Hey guys, it's Thomas Erlina. Please make sure to watch my YouTube show, Your Time with Thomas, and follow me everywhere online at Thomas Erlina.
Hey guys, Leanne Castillo here. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. It's going to be an amazing show.
Yes, and she has no love lost for Tamra. And he's the original housewife hunter. Slade and Gretchen are here on the couch.
Hi!
Yay! Woo! Now we're formally all here.
And where can we find you guys?
I was going to say, we should say where we can find me. So yes. All my handles are at Gretchen Rossi. And then go to my new website, GretchenChristine.com. Today we are launching the fall collection. I'm so excited. We've been working hard on it.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
And you can't find me. I did notice that.
Okay, GretchenChristine.com. I was just telling him before that I went to an event of yours some time ago, and I bought some lashes.
Oh, you did?
And then I interviewed you guys at the Newport Beach Film Festival a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I was wearing your lashes.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy. I love
it.
So
great lashes.
So we need to accessorize you with the new handbag now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Are so pretty. I'm so excited about it. It's like one of my favorite collections.
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah. In tonight's episode, Vicky is warned against having a roast. And her daughter reminds her that she's quite sensitive. And I couldn't help but flashback to your wonderful moment. What happened?
It was kind of a roast.
Yeah.
It was a roast at the improv.
But it was a roast of all the housewives. It wasn't just a Vicky. It was like a roast of every housewife.
It's like she forgot what a roast was or something.
This is the funny thing about Vicky. Like, you gotta love her because, like, she says the funniest things like that, and then you're like, wait, and she's like, oh, that's not what you do at a roast? It's like, you don't say nice, like, flowery things about somebody?
Right. cute humor, not exactly a roast. Gosh,
it's a roast, not a toast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So Megan is still pretty upset about what happened at that Hamburger Mary's.
At the drag queen.
Yes. At drag queen.
Yes, Lydia is still uncomfortable from the whole thing, which I wasn't here last week to remark on that, but I thought, like, she was ridiculous and how uncomfortable she was.
She was ridiculous.
No.
Megan on the mountain?
No, Lydia at the event.
At the drag
queen. Oh, Lydia at the drag queen event was completely ridiculous. She was super uncomfortable. She ran out of there. She left tire marks.
Wait a minute, I didn't watch last week, so was she more...
She went to Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood.
But was she more uncomfortable with the situation
thing,
or with the fight that was going on?
Well, she said both. But the first thing she threw out was, I'm uncomfortable dressed as a man at a drag club. I'm uncomfortable with the sexual...
innuendo.
Like, that's being played out here at the bingo session.
But, like, she had to have known that it was, you're dressing up as a man going to the drag club, right?
Yeah.
So
she
I'm a little confused why she would go if she was uncomfortable.
I don't know.
She did say she was trying to step out of the box.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's
in the previous season that she was on, she was so uncomfortable with everything, she didn't go to anything.
Oh, okay.
So now she said she's kind of just trying
to step out. Oh, well, then that's good. Then I gotta give her credit for that.
Right. Yeah. But they didn't make her, like, a cute man, you know? I feel
like she looked like Abraham Lincoln.
Wait, did any of them look cute, though?
Yeah.
No, really? Shannon looked great.
Shannon
she did look amazing.
Shannon looked like Bret Michaels.
She was channeling Bret Michaels.
It was a creepy Bret Michaels, though.
It was creepy.
Like, she should actually be a man.
Who? Who?
Oh,
the ones that look good?
Oh, stop it.
I don't know. They look pretty good.
You know what? It's drag. Like, it's drag. Yeah. Like, we're not taking it serious. So, like,
Kelly
relax.
Looks really good, too.
Some of the best moments on this show are when people are in costume.
Oh, don't even give me
the
started.
The 70s party. Yes. Your moment. Oh, my iconic God. Moment.
That was
the
iconic.
Bingo, what was it?
The 80s party.
The Bunko party.
The Bunko. Bunko. Yes. Oh, my God.
Everyone like my mullet? Yes. That was good.
That was actually drag queen hair.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was. It looked really good.
It actually was. It was. But you know what's funny? Oh, wow. Andy Cohen was doing his Insta story and showing all because they were showing all those episodes today, and he's like, vintage rock. He's like, one of the best episodes ever. Like, it was really funny.
Like a gif of like, Gretchen and...
No, yeah, you guys were on a marathon today.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw your mullet today.
Yeah,
I saw
I got,
today.
Like, a bunch of tweets saying, like, they were re-airing a bunch of episodes that I had been in or something. I was like,
yeah. Well, I mean, you started the show, tonight. You know, so I'm not surprised.
And that iconic moment with her right in your face screaming like that. I know. What a moment in TV history.
It really was. That was definitely a moment for sure.
So on this mountain, Lydia's all bent out of shape. Oh, actually, Megan's the one that's really all bent out of shape about now Lydia understanding why Kelly sent that text, because it was in response to initially Megan sending the text questioning if she had a boyfriend. But Megan stays
hormonal.
Hormonal. But she's also like, no, it's not the same. It's like, well, it is the same.
It's exactly
the
same.
It's exactly the same. I like what Lydia did.
Yeah, I was totally in agreement with Lydia.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad Lydia spoke up, because that was weird. Like, and that's the thing, though. That's what's so interesting about some of these women. It's like they literally cannot see when they're being, like, incredibly hypocritical. I'm sure I was one of those, too, so I'm not, like, judging. But I'm saying, like, it is weird when you see it, like, right in front of your face. You're like, wait a minute. You said basically the same thing. Like, and the thing that's really crazy is Megan started it.
Yes.
Yeah, she totally started it.
Like, she legit started it.
Well,
so.
What is so weird, and in you know, Kelly's defense, we know the guy they're talking about. He is, like, a family friend.
Yeah.
He's always around, hanging out with her brother.
And then Megan follows it up with, I'm not trying to stir anything up. It's like, yes, that's what you're only trying to do. Yeah. She's been doing that since she first got on the show with stir stuff up.
Yeah. So,
well, you know what? She could be at home breastfeeding her baby because the baby's having a bottle, and that's a big deal.
That was so funny. I was like,
that was ridiculous.
We were like, what? Where did this just go?
Came out of nowhere.
Because of you, Lydia, making me walk on a mountain. How dare you?
Force me to exercise.
How dare you?
Lydia made a choice, though, to put herself in the middle. She's like, well, I'm not on either side. I'm not wearing a t-shirt. I'm not waving a flag. So it's like, well, this is, and then she's going to get in trouble for playing the middle. So
she needs to be doing something. She needs to be doing something because she was a little bit boring. She's a little bit boring.
Oh,
she's been pretty good this year, though, don't you think?
No, she's definitely trying. Like, there's an effort there, and it's because she was so boring. She's like, I need to come back and blow everyone out of the water.
Yeah.
And she is. We're happy. We're happy.
Yeah, totally. I think she stepped up. You don't think so?
She's not creating storylines for herself. She's creating storylines for other people. That's making her part of the show.
Bingo.
Which
she's
interesting,
just
though, but that's.
But
you know what, though? The truth is that Lydia is like, she has a good family life. She has a great marriage. She's a great mom. She's good to her kids. So, like, why would you try and start a storyline without, you know, of yourself and
exactly.
not get involved in just the drama so that you don't have
100%.
To be kind of the
I don't mind a strategic storyline of kind of like getting into everybody else's.
Yeah.
That's the nature
of the show.
Yeah.
We enjoy that.
And honestly, if she started making stuff up between her and Doug, or, you know, acting like there was
it would be weird.
Unauthentic.
And Lydia's being pretty authentic to who she is, because knowing her and spending time with her outside the show, she is this person.
Yeah.
She's very sweet. She's positive. She's loving. If there's conflict, she's always trying to fix it. So I think she's being very authentic to who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's an important person on the show this season for sure.
Yeah, I think she's great. I like her this season so far.
Is Megan already going back into retirement? She already said that she has no time for this. She has no time to deal with Kelly. She has to be at home. So we finally got her in an active state last week. And now are we done?
Well, wasn't it weird, though? I think even after before she had the baby, she said she was quitting and not coming back.
Well, she wasn't.
I'm going to stay home with my baby.
Right. She wasn't confirmed for this season for a long time.
No, literally, it was a week before something they started filming that she was like finally confirmed.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that everybody was sort of thinking that she wouldn't
come back.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So now that she's kind of voicing that she doesn't even want to be back, I mean, that's pretty telling.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've heard a lot of gossip around that, but I'm not going to say anything only because I don't really know. I just have heard a lot of gossip about why she came back, what she did.
Have you hung out with Megan and Jim personally?
No, I haven't. The very first season that she was on, at that time, Vicky and I weren't friends, and we talked during that time, because honestly, I kind of liked that she was calling Vicky out on some things at that time. And so we kind of had like a moment like that. But then some of the things that I had talked to her about, she ran back and told some of the cast members. And so I just was like, okay, well, then I don't really want to be friends with somebody if they're going to like do that.
Yeah.
So, and I don't not like her, and I don't like, I'm not like, oh my God, I love you. It's just, I don't have a relationship.
She's the only one that we don't know.
Yeah. I don't really know her.
Like even Peggy and Dika, we've hung out with. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't
but I haven't her. Really spent a lot of time with Megan. So I don't really have one way to say or the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She stirs the pot a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
What did you find out? Like, what gossip did you find out about her wanting and not wanting?
No,
to
I don't
want to
say it because I don't know if it really is like legit or not. I hate talking about things that I really don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying there was a lot of things being said about that whole thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, a call was made as Tamara was just conveniently baking a cake.
Cheesecake.
Were they so long on the scene of her like getting the blender into the?
Maybe they were
because
waiting for the
production
call.
Is telling Vicky like, now.
Yeah,
come on,
it's
now.
Called badacting.com.
Yeah,
it was pretty clumpy the whole time.
Well, here's the funniest part: is like Tamara's literally tweeting out or posting tonight that like we're all bad actors, and then you see that scene of her, and I'm like, really? Who's the bad actress?
She cannot talk about being a bad actor. Remember those tears in the van?
She's the worst tear person I've ever seen.
No tears ever come out.
Ever.
No tears ever come out. Dry as a socket.
Every time she's so fake with her tears. It's ridiculous.
My favorite is that she acted like she was getting out all the ingredients to bake her little cheesecake. But that's a foretelling of the cheesy acting. but did you notice she got the ingredients out, but the eggs and all that stuff were never touched?
Yeah. Oh,
she was like stirring up powder. Yeah, like all the ingredients are still on the table.
That's I know. So funny.
It was super clumpy.
Super clumpy.
I didn't buy it. Yeah. I didn't
super
buy it.
Super cheesy.
No, I didn't buy it.
And she's like, I'm not sure if this is supposed to be brown. I'm like, it actually is supposed to be brown. When you put something in the oven, it browns.
Yeah.
Excellent point, Liam. Excellent point.
So,
we're onto something today.
Vicky is very proud of herself for calling and making that first step. But after everyone told her to do it.
Well, she's
like,
ready
you know,
now.
Like, everyone told her individually, we cut to each person, you should call her, go out. And then Kelly's like, you need to tell her this, that, and the third. Like, don't
Kelly's was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
So then, but she made it sound like, oh, well, it's time, and, you know, I'm just going to make this move and call up Tamara. So, you know, these calls, how real are these calls, Slade? What can we say?
Ooh, good question.
Notice how it's directed at me.
Yeah.
I'm not under contract. It's obvious that they know the call's coming.
That's all I mean.
Trust me.
I mean, because the cameras are there.
Producers on both sides.
You know what I mean?
Saying,
they're not going
to
wait.
Yeah, I think she's
I mean, like,
the
think
calls.
About it. Like, if the call was really coming, like, they obviously, there's not cameras 24/7.
She knew the call was coming. She had a glass of wine.
Yes, that's my point. They know the call's coming for sure. But listen, that's just kind of the formula for the show. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the scene. So, like,
exactly.
You got to appreciate it.
Totally get it.
But, yeah, I mean, it is funny when it's like, oh, who's calling now? I mean, it's just kind of silly.
From a strategically restricted number.
Yeah.
Right? So she answers it?
Yeah.
I had heard that Tamara had blocked Vicky, so that's why, you know, Vicky could never even get a hold of her if she wanted to in the first place.
So then why could she call then?
So she called from a different number, supposedly. That's what Tamara's been tweeting up a storm.
Oh, give me a break.
Which
she's
we will get
her ass,
there.
So
yeah,
whatever.
She's been tweeting
she
up a storm.
Always covers her ass. I need to catch all these up. Stories. She always has a story. Do you notice she always has an excuse and a story and a reason for everything? Like,
well, yes.
Everything.
Yes, we have noticed.
Every time.
And we have talked about it a lot.
Yes. It's like so obvious. It's like, for the love of God, just stop already.
There was a nickname going around, Two-Face Barney?
Ooh.
Still going around. I don't think it stopped.
Well, there is an explanation for everything, you know, including that Eddie's gay and only on Tuesdays.
Exactly.
Only on Tuesdays.
Only on Tuesdays.
Before she talks about that, Tamara calls up Shannon, of course, right? Those two, they feed into each other's energy constantly.
I don't like it.
So to compare notes, of course, Shannon immediately is, that's ridiculous. F her. And so she's not even open to hearing any part of this conversation.
What she said first was, what did victim want?
That was
amazing. That's the funniest thing Shannon's ever said. That was funny.
So,
but which one's the bigger victim, though, Shannon or Vicky?
100% Shannon.
Shannon.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I just thought it was a clever name play, but don't get me started on
it. It was very
Shannon.
Clever, but here's what I think is interesting.
Oh, yeah, she's not about Shannon. Yeah.
Both Shannon and Tamara do the same thing.
Yeah.
Everything that they accuse someone of is actually what they're doing.
That's why they feed off
each other so
much.
So if she says you're cheating, it's because Tamara's having an affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're always covering each other's butts.
Really?
I just talked to her. Let me run back and tell her.
Yeah.
I just talked to her.
Yeah.
Let me run back and tell her.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to cover anything. You guys just had a conversation.
Yeah.
too much.
Yeah.
I often wonder if Shannon wasn't on the show, how the dynamic would be.
I thought about that, right? Too. Like, whether it's Shannon or not, I'm not like a Shannon hater. It'd just be easier. Like, whether or not it was Shannon or whether or not it was whoever it would be, like, I just feel like there is, and I thought maybe with Heather being gone that it might change up that dynamic
a little bit. It got tighter.
It's so interesting because I kind of want to see that break a little. Like, yeah. I mean, it's like, like, something's got to happen there.
Shannon is stopping Tamara from making everyone clean.
So yeah. if Shannon says that someone's having an affair, then it's Tamara that's having the affair? What? I'm confused. No.
Well, she's saying she's deflecting, right?
Yeah. She's totally deflecting. Yeah. So if Tamara says, hey, you're cheating on your husband, well, that's because she's the one really having the affair. Mm. Oh, you lied. Mm. Well, that's because she's the one that actually lied. Like, so when Shannon does the same thing, that's
and like
why they're
friends. Always is like, she always wants to be like, oh, you're obsessed with me. Like, she always says that I'm obsessed with her and that I'm thirsty. And it's like, but yet your own daughter says you won't get off the show because you're into fame and money. So, like, it's just, she's always
dehydrated.
You guys, right. Well, someone on the live chat just said, if Tamara is a Christian, then I'm Brad Pitt.
Amen. Thank you, Mary Jesus. That's something that we've commented on too, just in previous episodes and previous seasons, is that for years now, Tamara's daughter has been saying, quit talking about me. Don't bring me up. Leave me out of anything you say on this show. And she keeps doing it. Keeps talking about it.
I thought this season for sure she was going to be like on a right track. But after seeing what happened on Facebook and stuff like that, it's like, it just shows that nothing has really changed. Yeah. And it's
Well, they hit a breaking point. They hit a breaking point. Sydney had to come out herself and be like, stop talking about me. Like, I'm breaking my silence now.
Yeah. And then I got in a huge fight with Tamara about it because we got in our whole thing. And because, you know what? My whole thing is that when it comes to children, like, I get really, really sensitive about it, and I just feel like when a child is reaching out and crying for help and saying, please stop, like, please don't drag me into this, I feel like we as adults have a responsibility to say, okay, enough is enough. Like, this is, you know, a child. I mean, yes, she just turned 18, but, like, she still has been a child all these years, and, like, feeling so frustrated and so flustered, and I was really proud of her for saying, this has got to stop, you know?
Yeah, setting the record straight.
Yeah, yeah. From her setting the record straight from her point of view.
I was not expecting
what
that.
What was your back and forth with her? Just to rush everybody.
Oh,
not
really
necessarily,
ugly.
Not with Tamara, but with her daughter. What was that?
Oh, no, no. So the only thing that happened was, her daughter had made that post, and I went on her Facebook page, and I just said, wow, I'm really proud of you for speaking up. Tamara's lies and manipulation have hurt people for years. And then I even said, I'm sorry that your mother, like, I even said, like, I was sorry that her mom was having to go through this and that the family's having to go through this. It should have been a private issue. It should have stayed private. So I was, like, not even, like, trashing Tamara. I was just saying,
Acknowledging it, and
letting her daughter know, like, look, you're not the only person that feels this way. Like, a lot of people, like, if you look at all the people at Vicky's party night, she's burned so many friends, but so many people in her life that no longer have her in her life because she just does whatever she wants for herself and what's best for her, and she doesn't think about anybody else. And the perfect example is her daughter.
It's terrible.
I mean, if she's willing to do it to her daughter, you don't think she's going to do it to everybody else in her life?
Yeah. Very true.
That's the thing, you know?
I mean, how long? She's been on the show for 10 seasons, and I think just to take it a little magnifying glass, a little bit off her and more on other housewives in general, I feel like a lot of these women who have been on forever, their life slowly turned, their life started here and the show came, and now it's all this big mess. Yeah. And it's all they think about is what they're going to say in their next scene or what they're going to do next season. And I feel like it all becomes one thing. And maybe she's just wrapped up in that her life is staying on and being active and holding that center orange on the show.
For sure.
That's clearly what she's doing. She's holding on for dear life at this point.
Sure. Yeah.
She's bringing up anything she can.
But I think she's very safe. I think
she's in the middle this season. She's definitely safe, but it's cost her. It's cost her a lot.
And here's the thing. When a network like Bravo pays people to basically have a dysfunctional life and to, you know, say and do anything to destroy other characters and make good TV and all that, look, when somebody's waving a very large paycheck in front of you, you have a choice to make. And, you know, for some of us, we decided that it wasn't worth our integrity and we needed to step away from that. For other people, they're willing to say and do anything to stay in that spotlight. Sadly, unfortunately, even, you know, doing stuff to their own children to keep it. I mean, her own daughter ended that Facebook post saying, you are all about money, fame, da-da. I mean, that's so sad.
She said, you're no mother to me.
It's so sad.
As
That's such a sad.
She made some crazy allegations.
But isn't it a sad and pathetic legacy? No, it's forever and always.
The entire situation is unfortunate.
And by the way, I really don't like being involved in family matters. Yeah. But because Tamara made it public, that's the only reason that I spoke out.
Right.
Because
Tamara made it public. Well, she had many opportunities to honor her daughter's wishes and stop talking about any of this for all of the public to not know about. But by her continuing to egg it on, it's like...
I think that's what's confusing for people that are fans of Tamara, because like this season she started off doing the charity work and doing, you know, active work to shut down people that do things like that, but she's the one that's doing it.
But you understand that this is the means of her trying to repair her own reputation, because she's the one that did it. She wasn't alienated. She caused the alienation.
Yeah. If her daughter never spoke out on this issue, then we probably would have looked at it like everything's fine and that she's trying to do well. But that really killed it for her.
Was the tipping point of saying, it's coming straight from her daughter's mouth.
And then
she has a point.
The saddest part is, like, talk about acting. Like, she clearly is lying to the public and to the audience and saying one thing and portraying it to be one way.
She lied to the charity.
When it's not. Yeah. I mean, it's like she made that whole
speech at the charity event where she was crying and everything. And she was like, I've been separated. Like, my entire family's been separated. When, in fact, she had, like, a major role in, like, what's causing the separation. Sydney's like, stop talking about me. I invited you to my graduation because I wanted to like...
give you a chance.
Yeah, she
and
extended
off. Then
she posts the picture. She posted a picture to her 1 million followers.
And then went straight up and lied about how her relationship was so great with her daughter on, what was it, the Today Show?
I saw it on Instagram, and she was just like, God,
she lied to the host.
Reason.
She flat out lied to the hosts on the Today Show or that morning talk show, and then her daughter came back and said, that's a lie. That's not what happened.
It doesn't look good. Well, and but again, we did have that one moment a couple episodes ago where Tamara, in her confessional, she sort of like started to admit it. If you guys remember, I know we talked about it on the after show here, where she kind of said like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I was at fault or maybe I did do something or whatever. She said, remember, she said something about it. She flipped it at the end to make her be the victim, but I might always, you know what I mean? But she did try to say,
stayed with him,
but
what
speaking
would be
of,
different?
Exactly.
Yes.
But speaking of, of like cast, and I'm sure we'll get to this in a minute, of who's willing to like deteriorate their life completely is like Shannon.
Yeah,
she kills me.
That's who's next. Let's talk about them. It's been a year since the vow renewal, and Shannon thinks that they're right back to where they were before he started the affair. It's more of the usual with those two. I don't know what to say anymore about these guys.
How well do you guys know Shannon
and
David?
We don't.
We've only met her and David a couple times.
Okay. Yeah, we only met her a couple
times. They're only seeing what we're seeing, and I'm sure they can agree when we're all watching and we're just like, stop nagging him.
Yeah.
Like, your voice
it's
is so screechy and annoying. Yeah. Just stop. Just stop. Yeah. Leave the man alone. He's working out. He's not doing anything bad.
Well, it's a lot of deep issues, obviously, that's going on with their relationship. But it went from entertaining to see what was going on to just painful.
Yeah.
Now, it's painful
to watch.
It's painful to watch. And it's sad.
Yeah. When their scenes are on TV, I like cringe a little. I'm like, I'm not enjoying it at all anymore.
But
I
is
mean,
he obligated, though? Do you think that because... she literally outed his affair on a international television show, right?
Yeah.
You can imagine the embarrassment he felt through his regular life, his work, everyone that knows
him. He probably hates her.
Well, and is he not forced in that position? If you're not going to get a divorce, the only option he has, because the world is now watching, is to go through this process of a vow renewal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, and she's in her you know, confessional, if you will, saying, well, why did you do the renewal? Why did you do it if you didn't want
to
be with me? It's like you didn't
he
give him an option.
To. Yeah.
He was going to be a monster on television if he wouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost,
kind of like everybody is stuck.
Yeah. I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
that
totally
way.
Stuck, right? And he probably feels obligated to film.
The girls.
Yeah.
The girls.
Well, this was the scene where
the girls.
The three kids.
She was opening up to him about, oh, you haven't held my hand in 6 months and I feel like I'm invisible to you, or, you know, that you don't want to be around me. And he just had a little smirk on his face.
Yeah, but he's
like
that, though.
Let's go. That's just
stupid.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Well,
and
we've seen him.
It's
kind of
creepy.
Yeah. I didn't get that.
Well, sometimes, like, when you're uncomfortable, like, you don't know what to do. Maybe that's just how he reacts.
It's better to say nothing if you are unsure of what to say. But we've also seen in previous episodes, too, where Shannon, like, won't really participate in stuff that he likes to do. It's all about her. You know, he likes to work out. He just did that Spartan race with Tamara and Lydia and their husbands. Mm-hmm. And where's Shannon? Nowhere to be found. So it's like, you know, she It's like, to me, my opinion is she doesn't give any.
Interesting. Anissa Barr in the live chat says, so fun fact, my brother-in-law's company works with Shannon's husband, and it's no surprise that he cheated. Aww. She said Shannon is just dramatic.
So what happened after the reunion? Because they filmed the reunion, and then that's where Shannon felt really like insecure that all this information was going to happen. Why didn't David and Shannon like team up and say like we're gonna get through this? Like,
that's
where?
That's what I didn't understand. Why was there never like a statement made by David or anything?
Well, I think
like,
everything gets rehashed.
I don't beat my wife. Well, I don't know. There was nothing that like.
And they said it today. They said it on tonight's episode. David said that never bothered me, but it's obvious it bothered you, and I couldn't ever like talk you out of it. Well, why? Why would Shannon go on that route for so long?
For 6 months,
it's like not like on the same page with her husband.
But it's
like,
a storyline.
For him to just say that never bothered me, like why wouldn't he say? Shannon, you know it's not true. Yeah. So why are we even
get over
he
it?
He probably like, did say that. They just don't show everything.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that is true. I will give them that credit because they don't show everything.
But didn't was it media or there was something that was posted where Vicky says, "I have the proof. I have
the evidence." Vicky's been saying from the beginning she has text messages.
Yeah.
Today she said like there's a reason why I won't release it, and it's because like there's like a small hope that I want to get back together with the girls. And as we see later in the preview, they do all get together for some dinner scene where they talk about this. But I think Vicky is just trying to be the good guy. Everyone's always slamming her, and I feel like even though she makes little shady comments, she holds on to a little bit of hope, and she leaves that.
No, I agree.
And she leaves that there for you guys to come together at the end.
I do know she has proof because, I know. So, but the thing is that I think she doesn't want to hurt the family, and that's the difference between.
Well, she said that last episode, and Megan was like, "I'm going to tell her anyway."
But between her and some of the other cast members, like, they don't care if it destroys a family or hurts. And Vicky's not that malicious person. Yeah. And so good on her that she's not going to do that. It's like, she said what she had to say, and at this point she doesn't feel like she has to come forward with the proof.
And she's been through so much.
But did you guys think about this? Now imagine, so Vicky has this proof. She didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
It was sent to her. By Shannon.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a cry for help. Right, because something's happening. We don't know what's happening, but this information is sent to Vicky. And in that moment, if your friend is crying out for help and there's evidence or proof that there's some sort of abuse that's happening, what do you do?
Do you not say
anything?
Do you
tell people to get her help? It's like, what do you do? So like, Vicky's put in this position about not knowing what to do. Yeah. Do I release it? Do I call the cops? Like, what do I do? It's like you've burdened me with this information now, but now suddenly I'm the jerk.
Yeah.
Because I did something to try and help you, and you're the one that called me.
Well, it's happened a couple times. It's happened a couple times because now it's happening with the entire Eddie situation. Like, this is stuff that has been brought to Vicky, and Vicky's like, I don't want to hear this. Like, this is stuff that I already know, but I don't want to hear about it. Like, leave me out of it.
Well, see, Vicky, if she has this proof, then that's something she can talk to offline about Shannon. I wouldn't bring it up on TV because then it looks like you're playing tit for tat like a threat.
She didn't. She told Kelly about it offline.
Okay.
Kelly brought it up.
Yeah,
that's true.
And the reason that they're so upset is that because Tamara has always known about this, but then they act like all of a sudden that Vicky's ruined her life and ruining her reputation is BS. She's just doing it because she's trying to get Vicky fired.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
And she wrote it tonight in her post. She said, I hope she gets fired like Phaedra.
She did say that.
I mean, she's
been
trying to get Vicky fired for years.
She's trying to get her fired.
She tried to get me fired. She tries to get anybody that's like in her way that bothers her that she has an issue with.
They're never
going to
fire Vicky.
Yeah. They're never going to fire Vicky. So Tamara, you need to just take it down.
Maybe doesn't she have a lifelong contract when she determines when she's leaving the show?
Who?
Vicky?
No.
It's still season to season for her?
Lifelong contract?
She's not lifelong.
I love it. She could be 80.
here's what I can tell you is that
whoop it up.
The girls sign agreements that are multi-season, multi-year, but the option is always with the network. So just because I've signed you for the next 10 years, I still have to option you every year.
Yeah, I'm sure at the end of the day, it's up to Andy.
You don't come back.
I'm sure at the end of the day, if you piss off Andy.
I know, right? It's not just Andy. I mean, there's definitely a lot of people involved. Yeah. Andy has a say in it for sure, but it's not just Andy. Right. I mean, there's so many dynamics that go into that. I mean, it really is. There's a whole methodical thing behind it. It's like what the audience is saying, what your Q rating is, how you're getting along with the girls, you know, what.
But at the end of the day, it's a job,
you know?
Though, right, Gretch? At the end of the day, it's a job.
For sure.
And Tamara's coming after people's jobs.
Yes. Sure.
That's not right.
Agreed.
But it's entertainment.
But she comes after their families
and their
kids.
And their
so
kids,
what does she care? She just wants to get paid.
Right.
She doesn't care if she hurts.
Don't say anything about her because.
Yeah, because she will come after you. Like, you're so out of line. Okay.
Well, we're going to talk about two birthday parties in a moment, but we have to look at this message from our sponsor, from A&E, taking a real left turn. A&E's Emmy-nominated drama is a groundbreaking docuseries. I really enjoyed this show. Leah Remini, Scientology, and The Aftermath, appearing on A&E. It's on for season 2. You can find it on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. And what else can we say about this show?
It's really good.
It's
super good.
It has a lot of high-level former Scientology executives and church members, and they delve deep into the shocking stories and abuse, heartbreak, harassment of those experiences. I mean, I just think it's so fascinating.
Scientology is my weakness.
I feel scared watching it. I feel like I know too much.
So can I go be a Scientologist? Like, will A&E follow me for a month? And then we can see if I can actually get out.
I would watch it, Slade.
You gave yourself away.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You should have just went and
just... Yeah, you should have just dove into it.
I got to change your identity now.
A&E, please call us.
So this season, Leah continues her quest to give those victims a voice from the church. And the series explores different former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the show, with the religion, the church. And you guys can catch up on episodes over on A&E on the app and on demand on their website, aandtv.com. And, what else do you want to say about Scientology, Leanne? Do you have anything? Any thoughts on Scientology?
No, I already said it. I'm terrified. I don't want them to come after me, but it's a really good show, and I'm really enjoying it.
Leanne's terrified. I'm fascinated.
They will make you a star, those Scientologists.
They will. They will.
I'll become a star in my own way. Talking trash about Housewives.
I wonder what someone would do. I wonder if, like, what if I was a Scientologist and I refused to do this? I wonder what the AfterBuzz would do.
I have inside scoop on Scientology.
So do I. Yeah. I have a story, too.
Do you?
I do.
You told me. I'm Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast.
I have a very famous friend who was, like, connected with the Scientology thing.
Oh, really?
He was convinced that being part of it,
it's going to make him famous.
They push you right to the top when it comes to being productions.
My story is very similar.
Films.
I've seen it. I've seen
we'll
their workshop
talk.
Offers on, like, acting breakdowns where you look for parts. It also says, come to a seminar. Yep. We'll tell you how to get the partner. I'm talking too much about them. I don't want them to come after me.
You're a target
I'm
now.
I don't know anything about this. I don't think I want to.
Maybe we have to talk.
Will
yes.
Smith, John Travolta.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Really? Soon to be.
If that's the case, then I don't know anything about that. But okay.
So it's Eddie's birthday, and they're at some kitschy place that looks like it's on the Vegas Strip. and so Vicky, this is when Tamara announces that Vicky called her, and that Tamara says that she's all about forgiveness, so she's going to move forward.
Sorry.
So I knew you were going to enjoy that. Okay. I set that one up. So it's time to perhaps make this meeting happen. So then there was a bunch of comments about men's sword fighting. And,
I really enjoyed that.
And you mentioned on
and
Tuesdays.
And then Eddie sticking the thing in his mouth. Like, he was way too good at that, don't you think?
Ooh. No, I just think that, I mean.
He played it up. He played the part.
It didn't make anyone look good for what was coming up at the
party. Yeah, and isn't that funny, though? Like, they had no idea that was even coming. None of us had any idea that was coming. But he didn't even know that was coming. And that happened there.
Even David joined in. He said, anybody want to go outside and sword fight?
Oh,
that was really
awesome. So, like, unbiased opinion. Did he look like a professional?
Oh!
I was excited about it. No. I was deeply connected to the television. As a homosexual, I say come on over.
All right.
We want you on our side.
I still don't believe it.
Call me.
Am I an idiot
you don't believe
to not
what?
Believe the gay, that he's gay? I just don't believe it.
I don't think he's gay.
Sure. What about gay still for pay? Sure.
Yeah,
that's more common than you think.
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, you know,
Slade, what do you know about gay for pay?
I know nothing about it, which is why I'm asking the question. But,
no, but look,
so if you're gay for pay, are you gay or just bi?
You're gay for the pay.
So you're just gay in that moment?
So it's like, you come over here, let me show you the dollars, and then it's like, this and you'll get this.
If a straight man dances at a gay bar, that's gay for pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares? They make money. They make cash.
Or bi or gay for pay or whatever.
Yeah, I took it straight to sex, but that's a perfect example.
Right.
Like a go-go dancer is gay for pay.
Slate, you were friends with him. Didn't you go riding on the bikes?
Don't let him tell that story.
Yeah, Slate, tell us the stories.
Hey, look, I have.
Don't get in trouble. I'm just saying you guys were friends, correct?
We were friends. And here's the thing. I have nothing against Eddie.
Yeah, we love
Eddie. He was very kind. I don't care whether he's gay, straight,
yeah, we don't
bi,
care.
Whatever. It
How
doesn't
kind
matter.
Was he?
You look fantastic.
I always give people the benefit of the doubt when it comes to gay
rumors. What it is. The reason I think that this has even become a controversy, it's not about his sexuality.
No, it's not at all.
It's about the fact that people perceive that Tamara is lying about it.
Yeah.
And it's about the fact that people perceive that this is a made-for-TV relationship. And they're hiding the fact.
That and the fact that Tamara is so mad at Vicky for starting this rumor, when in fact this rumor has been going around town for probably 10 plus
years. It was brought up by her messy gay.
And
Tamara's messy gay, no, who we saw on the show tonight, completely messy.
Yeah, but not even him. I'm talking about Lizzie confirmed that Tamara herself was talking about the rumor long before.
Tamara has said it a million times.
So before the whole thing came out that she told Kelly this. So for Tamara to say Vicky started this rumor, she's full of shit. Can I say the word on here?
Yeah.
She's full of shit. She knows that Vicky didn't start the rumor. And the fact of the matter is that it's not, and Kelly and Lizzie even confirmed that the rumor, they've heard it at Equinox forever ago, that people were saying Eddie was gay.
I think you have a point, though.
She's painting Vicky as the liar.
This is what I'm saying, but let's do a little ancestry here. Little back
in
history.
Let's do it.
So Eddie is supposedly adopted by James Judge, an openly gay man, but he was 21 years old. 23.
But don't talk about things you don't know the whole story.
No, I know where you're getting at.
But here's my point. So whether they're in a relationship, was he truly adopted? I don't know.
You guys are gonna guess.
But he's living with, clearly, a gay man and working for him for quite some time.
After I don't think he was living with him. Okay.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. The point is that they had a relationship, whether it's his dad or not his dad.
Listen to me. Stop. I want you to stop for a minute. In your opinion, this is the things that you have heard. This is nothing that you know truly, whatever.
Okay,
this
not
is
based just on fact.
is all from just the word on the street, what people have said, what people have been talking about for many, many
years. People have said Eddie's been gay for years.
People have been saying
for
this
years.
I could have said it when I was on the show. I could have came out with that rumor and said, hey, is your husband gay? Like, when she was calling him a deadbeat dad, I could have come back at her going, well, is your husband gay? I've been hearing this rumor forever, or whatever. You know,
but you didn't go to that level.
I didn't go to that level. So the point is that nobody really knows what the situation is, you know? I thought by asking my question to Ricky, who was her best friend of 13 plus years.
Messy.
I thought that by asking Ricky, hey, do you know if Eddie's gay? Because if anybody would know, it would be somebody that was best friends with Tamara.
Close to
him. And I could have never in a million years, clearly by our reaction and our faces, that he was going to say, well, they cut this out, by the way. Ricky said, I don't know if he's gay, but what I do know is that I saw him with my own two eyes kissing another man. And then he even went on to say, there was another guy present with me when I saw Eddie.
Ooh, a witness.
Kissing, like, there was a witness. So,
and he was detailing full tongues and the whole
works. We've all kissed a man.
Of course. But it was also interesting because he said this. He goes, look, I just thought that that was their relationship.
Yeah.
Tamara had a thing with Fernanda. She had a full lesbian experience.
Yes. That's where my opinion comes in. Yeah. Two things. Correct me if I'm the only person that thinks this way. Anybody out there, let me know if you agree. Number one, I like the way they're handling it because no matter what the rumor is, they're not getting fired up about it. They're just saying, Tamara and Eddie. They're just saying, whatever.
She's fired up about it.
She's like, every second she gives, he's not gay.
Who cares? People are bi all the time.
Yeah. And then number two, even if he is, maybe that's their arrangement. Who knows? Who cares?
But the thing about it is that everybody's sexual. In that same season, people were talking about how Vicky was having like a threesome. She was laying in bed with on, we're all sexual. Right. I've had a threesome.
But again,
I've kissed a man. Like, we've all sword fight.
But again,
slayed.
But again, here's the point that I want to make that's super important. None of us there care whether or not Eddie's gay, straight, whatever. And the fact of the matter is Tamara's posting, we're being all homophobic and we're being bullied.
No, you're not.
First of all, I am the least homophobic person you will ever meet. I have some of my best and dearest friends that are in the gay community, and I would never, ever, ever be homophobic.
Bravo is run by all gay people.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's Tamara reaching big time. Again, the point is that what we're frustrated about is that she's attacking Vicky for a rumor that's been around forever. And Tamara's actually the one, if you notice this season, making it a storyline.
She's giving it life.
She's giving it life.
But I want to give you guys a platform to be able to say right here, like, Someone could watch this and say, yeah, but you guys are outing this man.
Okay.
If someone views it that way, what do you want
to
say?
What I want to say to that is, A, Bravo's the person, the people that chose to air it. Bravo chose to add that clip or that comment in a national television show. It's not us. They chose what they wanted to put out there, number one. Number two, it's only outing if he's actually gay.
Exactly.
Okay.
But let me ask you this question. So it's okay.
But
if he is actually gay, then I don't know. What do you say to that? He's gay.
But
good for you.
But the thing is,
free Eddie. Sure. I don't know. Do I get a t-shirt that says free Eddie?
I think you were right earlier when you said it. I don't think it's about sexuality.
No.
I think the viewers are just mad. They're on a camera. They think that she's maybe covering something up, or it's a TV relationship.
But here's my question, though. But Tamara can attack everyone else on social media. But it was okay, I said for several seasons back, for her to call me a fag.
Yeah.
And say in a derogatory manner on a national show.
Yeah.
Before
she found Jesus.
But she did. She called him a faggot, and then she had to go out and actually do a whole apology to the da-da. So if anybody's being derogatory towards the gay community, it's been Tamara.
And what happened the next season? What happened the next season after she did that? Ricky showed up, and suddenly she's got a best gay friend.
I think this is the season that
always coming up with all of your, you know, storylines to make yourself look better, or whatever. Because people are clearly doing that.
This is definitely the first season that we're really looking into what Tamara's doing. Like, out of all the seasons, this is it, because this is such a big deal.
Yeah.
It's affecting her family. It's affecting a lot of things.
She's getting caught red-handedly.
I thought last week, and I wasn't here for the episode, but that was the first time where I was like, all right, if Tamara knew while she was taping these current episodes that people, the viewers, would be so bored and pissed that she's made no effort, she would go and have that coffee date with Vicky weeks prior. I think she thinks that's what people want to see, is that they're on two different camps and they're fighting. But if she knew that people want to see them together, I think she would have made this a little bit quicker. Because I feel like she's so in touch with what people want to see versus what she wants to do.
But I also perceive that Tamara believes herself to be so powerful that she can choose not to film, and she knows that if the girls choose not to film with Vicky, and Vicky no longer has a story, the network might consider letting her go.
With these last 3 minutes that we have, I think we should ask you guys some questions about, like, you know, just while you guys are in the studio. Do you guys have any questions?
I want to know, when are you guys coming back? Do you guys have any plans on coming back?
Enough, buddy. You know what? I've been so focused on my business, my career, and I got to tell you something. Since I left the show, it's like skyrocketed. Gretchen Christine was acquired this last year by a huge beauty brand. And we just, like I said, we did a new launch. And, like, it's been so amazing. And I've been so blessed. And I'm so blessed that I still have such an amazing following. Love you guys. That continue to follow and stay loyal and supportive. And, you know, just even coming back for this one cameo. Like, everyone, I've just had an outpouring from social.
Yeah, people love you.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the haters?
You know what? I just say Jesus loves you.
Yeah, because you're someone that's been so popular on the show. You've gotten both ends of the stick.
I have. But you know what? Here's the thing. Because I'm so clear in where I stand in my truth, it really doesn't get to me but at the end of the day, because the truth is that it only would get to you if what they're saying was true. And because of what they're saying isn't true, it kind of just rolls off my back, and I'm just like, okay, well,
next.
Yeah, because the thing is you're always, like, on shows like this, you're going to have 50% haters, you're going to have 50% people that love you, and you just got to accept that being on a show like this.
Now, if you've been caught, like Tamara,
then you're
out trying to prove that you're in such an amazing relationship. Yeah. Well, if it was so great, then why weren't you showing those things in the last 3 or 4 years? But all of a sudden now, we're so happy together.
Yeah, like, it was funny this year how all of a sudden her, like, Instagram changed to, like, all these pictures of her and Eddie and her and the kids, and, like,
so
it was funny.
But if they asked you to be back on Orange County, would you do it for next season? Because I think you started the show with everybody.
Well, I've always said I never say never, because, you know, if somebody makes me the correct dollar amount offer, I'm not stupid either. I'm a businesswoman.
Same.
You know what? I always like to say never say never, but it is hard to go back to that very toxic place, and especially because people, unfortunately, like Tamara, just made up so many grotesque bad lies and tried to destroy us and our relationship and say we were fake and, you know, say it was a deadbeat dad. I mean, there were so many negative things that were said about us to a point that I was just like, why am I doing this again? Like, that makes it not fun.
Do we really fit the show? We don't really fit the show.
I mean, we're not really like...
I think a lot of people miss you guys on the show.
When you started, the show has really morphed and changed entirely.
It's evolved. Yeah.
You guys shook things up.
Yeah.
You did. Mm-hmm. And like, you've been with it, you know, since the beginning in various forms, and people loved you, and you know, it's true though, you know? So there was, for all the haters, there were also people that love you as part of
the OC family. And we definitely know that. We feel that. We're so grateful and lucky. And I mean, literally 4 years later, that we still have this great of a fan base, and that people still are interested in what we have to say. Like, we're super blessed.
We're so appreciative. Lucky and appreciative. But it's hard, man.
Yeah.
But we're so lucky that you guys could join us tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's good to have a Slade presence, because you're the episode Slade one, keeps it real. So I kind of like it.
It's not good.
I think you need a Twitter account.
No, don't get him started.
No.
I think you would have a huge following.
I've been banned from social media.
Mostly boys.
What happened to Radio Slade?
What happened to Radio Slade?
It got purchased, actually. The network was actually purchased by a Christian radio station.
Oh, interesting.
And apparently my content didn't work on Christian radio.
Well,
surprise.
But I loved it. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah. I remember those scenes. That's what I'm looking to do. So I remember it stuck with me.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Yes.
And everybody in the chat loved you guys. That was great.
Thanks, guys.
It was really exciting to see you guys.
So where can we keep up with you guys? And you just relaunched your site.
Yes. So GretchenChristine.com is where you guys can go check everything out. I've worked really hard on this. It's been about a year of doing all these handbags and everything. So go check it out. And then you can follow me on my social at Gretchen Rossi.
Yay.
And I'm nowhere. Thanks for tuning in.
Slade, thanks for coming in.
I really
enjoyed chatting with you guys.
Yes,
you.
Both of you. So
maybe we'll sword fight later. I don't know.
Oh. Hey.
Whoa.
Tune in for the after show.
Yes.
Guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Check out my website. I got some good stuff coming up at the end of the year. Thomas?
Hey, guys. Now that you're done watching our after show, go and check out my show on YouTube, Your Time with Thomas, and follow me everywhere at Thomas or Lena.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media, and follow my yoga and wellness journey on the blog at BlakeV.com.
And for even more reality TV and Real Housewives, listen to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast on all major podcasting platforms. For the Real Housewives of OC After Show here at AfterBuzz TV, that'll do it for us.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, kids.
Buzz you later.
Necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.